Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right. Station took home a slew of awards from the South Carolina Broadcasters Association, which is really cool.
Yes.
Your humble host will not so humbly tell you. We won Morning Radio Personality of the Year. That's for the state. So we went up against all formats, rock and roll, all the kind of broadcast formats, not just talk radio. And we won. So very excited about that. It's a tremendous honor to take that home for the station. Vince, runner-up, Radio Personality of the Year. That's huge, too.
All
you
right.
Go up against every other radio station in the state. So, I mean, it's just a banner year for...
Correction. He was up for Show of the Year.
Was it Show of the Year?
Yes, he was.
I thought
he
was it was
Show of the Year.
Personality of the Year. Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but to get the runner up, I mean, out of 343 entries that they, you know, that they had, it's a big deal. So, our awards shelf is, you know, we're going to have to add a couple more feet to it. And Chris, I know you won an award there as well.
I did for my public affairs show, which runs on our sister stations. It's called Focus on the Upstate, and you can hear it very early in the morning on Sundays.
Yes.
If you're up. Or you can go to the podcast on our website, 1063wrd.com. That's where management has given me to park the audio.
That's
online.
A wonderful place.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. All right. Don't want to spend too much time patting ourselves on the back, but I want to update folks on that. Okay. I want to jump into something that's happened, you know, in the Carolinas and why it happened. And there's just so much here, Lee, that we could unpack that. Wow. Okay. Do you remember when this whole sanctuary city thing started?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And at first the Democrats were like, okay, we're going to not turn over illegal immigrants, but only some of them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to turn over murderers, rapists, felons, stuff like that. Like, we might turn over people with misdemeanors. We're going to let them go. We're not going to retain them. But,
no.
You know, if you've committed a serious crime, we're going to honor the detainer from ICE, and we're not going to let you out in the community, right? And that lasted for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the Democrats are like, no, we've never seen a child rapist we didn't love. He's got rights. Well, he's not an American citizen. We don't care. And you have the perfect example of this from Mecklenburg County, my former stomping grounds where Charlotte is. ICE just blasted the Mecklenburg County sheriff who released a Honduran illegal immigrant child rapist. First degree rape charge. Oscar Pacheco Leonardo, 33, real winner there. 2 days after he's picked up for first-degree rape and indecent liberties with a child, judge bonds him out. He could still be sitting in the Mecklenburg County Jail, but no! Thanks to the work of Sheriff Gary McFadden, who chose to ignore the ICE detainer. They wanted to pick him up so he couldn't hit the road. Okay, let's unpack this for a second. This is all very telling. Okay, so the Mecklenburg, there's an uproar in Charlotte about this. Well, why not? We love illegals, but we didn't think you'd be letting child rapists out on the street. So Gary McFadden has this great opportunity. The sheriff can go up there, you know, make the social justice warrior argument, right? Talk to us about the oppression. Tell us how we can experience the beauty and diversity of a child rapist in our midst. Because it takes all type. Wait, no. Not child rapists. And so he's got to go up there, right? So this is his big opportunity to explain to the people how he's advancing the cause of freedom and fighting the white supremacists who just want to keep illegals down, right? What does he do? He lies.
The sheriff says his agency followed the law in allowing that suspect to be released on bond.
Bonds are not set by the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office. We do not have any parts of the bond being set, and we do not have any parts of the magistrate releasing these individuals.
So he goes out there. Oh, me? No, I was just following the law. I'm an innocent victim here too. What the magistrate sets the bond and they, no, sir. No, you ran on. You weren't going to honor detainers and you were going to turn them loose. And then you did. You don't get to do a press conference saying, oh, me, no, I was just following the law. No, I have nothing wrong here. I had to let him out. No, you didn't, sir. And you know what's really telling about this, Lee? When push comes to shove, these social justice warriors can't defend their own policies. There are no words in the English language to justify this. He couldn't find any. So you know what he did? He didn't take questions after that. Yeah. He lied and didn't take questions after that. So what's the truth about why the illegal was released?
The sheriff's office does not honor ICE detainers, which are requests to hold an inmate for up to 48 hours while federal officials decide whether that person can be deported. In a statement, ICE says this is yet another example of a clear public safety threat being released onto the streets of Mecklenburg County rather than into ICE custody due to the current sheriff's policy on non-ICE cooperation.
Mm-hmm. That's consequences.
I just think, you know, I think if you're a liberal and you ran as Gary McFadden did and won, you ran on, let's make Charlotte a sanctuary city. We're going to release child rapists. By the way, he was deported and came back. That's a felony. He's also a felon. So this is the second time he's done this. And so, you know, if you're going to run on the wonders of being a sanctuary city and we're all going to love each other, then stand up and own this.
And the next time, the next child that this offender touches, you are responsible
yeah,
for.
Yeah, and own it. Be proud. This is what you ran on, sir. And when push comes to shove, oh, no, I was just following the law. See, it's the magistrate's fault.
How is that any different than a bartender over-serving a drunk driver?
Well, I had to serve him. He asked for another beer. No, you didn't. I mean, we wouldn't accept that. We wouldn't accept it.
No, the bar would be sued. The bartender would be sued.
So, I mean, I just think I find it ironic that the sheriff who ran on this, when it comes to defending letting a child rapist illegal immigrant out, he's got nothing. He's got no words.
That's because liberals never accept the consequences of their actions.
Mm-mm.
If you look at liberal policies, whether it is free health care, how are you going to pay for it? Whether it is free education, how are you going to pay for it? If there's too many of a certain minority in a prison, okay, how are you going to protect the public? You know, we can go on and on about all kinds of liberal policies. They never accept the consequences of their actions. There are consequences for each of these types of liberal policies.
And yeah, this is why the New York Times has vowed that the next 2 years will be about race and racism, that will be the lens they cover Donald Trump through, because all they have, Lee, is, excuse me, sir, you let out a child rapist. All he's got is racist. You're a racist for asking this question. They got nothing. They cannot. There are no words in their English language. No stream of thought you can use to justify this. They can't. All they can do is call names. But you know what I think is interesting about this? I was thinking about this weekend, Lee. Okay. Why do this? Why let out a child rapist? I mean, why not just say, okay, we're going to let out the drunk drivers and other misdemeanor people and we're going to let them out. But man, child rapist stepped too far. I mean, in some places, they've let murderers out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why go the full Monty if you know it's going to blow up in your face like this? And there's only one reason that the left is doing this. And that's because this is a legal strategy. This is a strategy to erase any division between citizenship and non-citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're saying, essentially, is you know how they always say, Trump hates immigrants? No. Trump wants to stop illegal immigration. But they will not admit there's a difference between immigration and illegal immigration. Yep. They pretend it's all the same.
Right, exactly.
The American citizenship has no meaning. Everybody who can get their foot on this, you know, this continent is one of us, whatever, is an American, is like a citizen. Well, if that's the case then, right, if illegals are no different than Americans and citizenship has no meaning, then yes, if a bond is issued by a judge, you would have to let them go. So I think what they're doing is they're trying to create the legal standard that illegal immigrants are treated exactly like American citizens. And to create that standard and cement it into law, they are letting child sex abusers who are illegal immigrants go.
It's amazing.
When they could detain them. I think that's the precedent they're trying to set.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And what they're trying to do is give constitutional protection to those who are not citizens of this country.
And don't have it.
And it would be very interesting to see what would happen if you go across into these countries and expect your U.S. constitutional rights to be protected there.
You're a
child
rapist.
Not going to happen.
Illegally in Mexico.
Not going to happen.
Welcome to the prison. You'll be lucky if you escape alive.
Right.
You certainly not coming out any other way. Anyway, here's the North Carolina Speaker of the House, Tim Moore, outraged by this.
What really is an outrage is the fact that he was ever released. I mean, why are we turning a person charged with rape loose on the street?
North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore says there could be a vote as early as next week on House Bill 370. That bill would mandate sheriff agencies cooperate with ICE detainers.
Had this sheriff honored the ICE detainer, this rapist wouldn't have not been just turned loose back on the street, but would have been turned over immediately to ICE officials.
Yep.
Once again, consequences.
Consequences, yep. But I think to the left, the safety of children is of lesser value than establishing the legal precedent that there is no difference between citizens and non-citizens in this country.
You know, if you're a potential victim as a child, they don't care.
No, they do not care. And this is Exhibit A of that right here.
ICE officials say Pacheco Leonardo had been deported from the U.S. back to Honduras before, back in 2006, but say he later re-entered illegally, which is a felony. He's now facing a second deportation. ICE agents say they have identified 22 other detainer requests that were ignored by Mecklenburg County. Live in the studio, Matt Grant, Fox 46, Charlotte.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, speaking of the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 71307, texter writes, you know, school starts tomorrow. Just warning to self. Yeah, I would set that alarm clock 20 minutes earlier. It's going to be a zoo out there. It always is the first day. Texter writes, Tara, it took an hour to take my son to school this morning. Yeah, Anderson County Schools back in business this morning. Greenville's going to be tomorrow. Tara, it took an hour to get my son to school this morning, round trip, 16 miles here in Fair Forest. Oh, wow. That sounds like a grind. That was only day one. You got 179 more days to go. Oh, boy. Hey, look at his bonding time. Yeah, rip those electronics out of their hands and have a conversation with them. Instill life messages or just talk about what's going on. That's a good time to do that. Great way to do that is to have the show on so you can discuss what's going on. Prime a little conversation. Texter writes, oh, thank God you're back. You get me pumped up every morning. Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad I am back. Texter writes, why would a Muslim, talking about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, accept a foreign trip from a Nazi group? I don't know. The bigger question is, why won't the media condemn it? Nazis hate Jews. Muslims hate Jews, but they all want to kill each other, right? I'm confused. I'm confused, too. But apparently neo-Nazism, racial hatred, and anti-Semitism are A-okay cool. If you want to accept funds from groups that support these things for your trip, New York Times is fine with that. And Israel, if they object, well, it's because they are racist or something. Texter writes, hey, Tara, you hate spiders, sharks, and snakes. Come on now, you're a superwoman. Just think of them as liberals and stomp on them like you do on your show. You go first. Texter writes, we can quit calling the left-wing media a media organization. Start calling them what they really are, left-wing propagandists. Yes. Texter writes, Vince reads the text line religiously, whether you agree with him or not. Maybe you should try that. Okay, well, by the time Vince hits the air, it's 10. And so Vince gets about a quarter of the text the show does just because of the time. I cannot read all the text, and if I did, I would lose the station license. Texter rates, because some of them are just profane. Texter rates, did you see where the sheriff of Mecklenburg County released a previously deported child rapist because they don't honor ICE detainers? Yes, I did. And that's what the last segment was about. You can text hashtag podcast to the text line 71307 and get that. We did it like nobody else will. Texter writes, ask Barbara. That's Barbara Streisand. Barbara says pedophiles have urges. They have the right to walk among us. She did. It was crazy. Maybe the sheriff can get him a job at a daycare. Heck, why not? Another texter writes, congratulations, 106.3, on your awards and accomplishments this weekend. So says Dave in Campobello. Thank you, Dave. Texter writes, doesn't that make Sheriff McFadden an enabler? Yeah, it is. And by extension, a criminal. In my opinion, yes, but hey. Texter writes, silly radio host, convicted illegal alien, child molesting rapist, only rape conservatives that vote for Trump. Duh. That has not been shown to be the case. Texter writes, the Democrats' open border policies, clear evidence, they have total disregard for children, using them as stepping stones to power. Amen. Exactly. Exactly. Texter writes, hey, Tara, great to have you back and glad the sharks did not get you. I love sharks, especially tiger sharks. And if one had hurt you, I would have had to have started hunting them. Well, if you start hunting them, send me a video. Texter writes, smooth sailing this morning, dropping my daughter off for her first day of senior year at Dorman University. So is this Michelle in Spartanburg. Cool, Michelle. Oh, I don't want to let him go. I just want to store him in the basement forever. Maybe the teenage years will cure me of that, you think?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I told you folks, every 6 months roughly, I told you this in December, and we're right on schedule. The media will attempt to manufacture another recession. They have done this like clockwork throughout the Trump presidency. And what they have to wait about 6 months to say that they want you to forget that they were wrong about the last recession. By the way, they forecast a recession to begin this spring in December. How's that working out? Yeah, remember right after that, they got just crushed by a boatload of great economic news. But they're at it again.
Fluorescent red recession warning light now flashing for the first time since 2007.
The economy could be heading into recession. President Trump working to calm recession fears.
Okay. I want to begin to talk to you about what is going on here. You cannot read the economy under Trump the way that you have for the last 30 years, where the stock market roared, the middle class got poor. Before Trump took office, adjusted for inflation, the middle class had not had a wage hike since the 90s. We were getting poorer and poorer and poorer, and we couldn't figure it out why. We have two economies now. It is possible for one of them to tank while the other catches fire. One is the mainstream economy. The other one is the Wall Street economy. Let me give you a brief primer on how we got here. Before Trump took office, the way it ran was this. The multinationals were king. They offshored so as to choke and throttle their American-based competition. They needed the help of the Chinese to do that because their American-based competition rocks the world in capitalism, in productivity, in efficiency. So what they needed was the Chinese government to subsidize goods. So they got to get the Chinese government subsidized goods in to weaponize them against their other American, you know, on the mainland competition. That's where NAFTA came in, you know, about the loophole, the cheating, all that. Well, the Chinese goods violated our treaties, as you know. And so they can't bring them in over the seaports. They need Canada and Mexico to get them through. Trump said, no, we're not doing that anymore. And by the way, did you see the Canadian economy's tanking? It's an absolute disaster in Canada right now. Why? Nobody's investing in Canada. Businesses are pulling out. They didn't actually make anything. They just assembled stuff with illegal Chinese goods. And that deal's over. Companies aren't investing because they've seen the renegotiated NAFTA come down the pike. And they're like, what the heck? I'm not putting money in there. It's killing. It is absolutely killing Canada. Canadian economy, do you see this? Lost 69,000 private sector jobs in July. That's the equivalent of the U.S. losing roughly 700,000 jobs in July. It's an absolute apocalypse. Why? Because those were fake jobs, built on a fake economy, running on a fake premise. They weren't making stuff. They were assembling stuff because of the evils of NAFTA. So Trump has ended that. Even if Congress does not pass the USMC, which is the rewritten NAFTA, Trump can rip NAFTA up at any moment. He could do it this morning if he wanted to. I wish he'd get on with it. He's got the power to do that. Companies know that. They're not investing anymore. So what's going on? They're not investing in Mexico. They're not investing in Canada, at least not the rates they were. So what's crushing Canada? Now, do you remember during the Great Recession? I'll never forget this. When one province in Canada added more jobs than the entire U.S., that's what the globalist economy looked like. That's been reversed, turned on its head. So what did American-based companies do? Well, the only way they could compete with the Chinese cheating and their funky monkey products was to depress the wages of Americans. And it was a downward spiral, endless downward spiral. This has all been reversed by Trump. There are two economies now, and this is confusing everybody. One side saying, but wages are way up, and people are going to got jobs, and consumer confidence is through the roof, small business confidence is through the roof, and everyone else is saying, we're going to die. Well, the multinationals are struggling. They should. They weren't practicing capitalism. They were practicing a scheme that could only end in one way, with the decimation of American industry. So that's the conclusion. There are the confusion. There are two economies now. You cannot use the old ways of measuring things. It won't work. So let me give you some info. Actually, I'm out of time in this segment. Can you believe it? I'll do it in the next segment. You've got to hear this economic news. You'll see the two economies in it. And it is now possible for the multinational Wall Street economy to tank while your life gets economically better and better and better. The Main Street economy gets better and better and better and better. And that's exactly what is happening right now. By the way, you should know this. Stocks are up substantially this year, by the way. Even after the recent sell-off, which they're telling you is the end of the world, the Dow is ahead 9% and the S&P is up 13% so far this year. But folks, remember when the stock market soared and we didn't get a pay increase for 20 years, adjusted for inflation? Well, now the opposite's happening. Multinationals are hurting, and we're on fire.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, the sky's not falling. There's two economies now. There wasn't before. It was just the middle class gets screwed and crushed in order to squeeze a little more profit for Wall Street by the suppression of wages. That was the only economy. All that mattered was how the multinationals were doing as they crushed American business. It was a fundamentally anti-American setup. That was self-defeating. Well, folks, there's a couple things you got to understand here, okay? Just to mitigate the hysteria. And the talking point is a total lie. The talking point is, why the tariffs, are up and it's causing money and it's bad. That gets passed to the American consumer. I'm sorry. No, it's not. It's not happening. If that happened, what would happen? Prices would go up. What would prices going up cause? Inflation. Yet inflation is historically low right now, very much within the normal range, slightly on the low side. It's not happening. And that's because of currency manipulation. Europeans and the Chinese have manipulated their currencies to keep the prices down with the trade war. So the whole thing is, a trade war is wrecking the economy. No. Now it's hurting the prospects of the multinationals, but what do? They have offshored to compete head on with American business. American-based, but wouldn't that mean American-based business would be thriving? Why, yes, it is. That's the Main Street economy. Listen to this, but listen, okay. A slowdown elsewhere in the world hurts the U.S. without a doubt, okay? So you're going to see lower growth numbers. You're going to see that in this economy. That always happens when there's, you know, it's a recessionary around the world. And you've got China and Germany right now. They're not having it. The other economies are not in a positive. Or they're slowing way down. That's going to slow us down a little. But you got to keep in mind, exports only make up 12% of the U.S. GDP. That's the total economy. Do you know it was that low? So, I mean, moderate weakness should not lead us into a recession. It'd take a lot more than that. So what's really going on? What's up with the mainstream economy? Why are things so darn good for you? And then, well, in general in the economy, and then, you know, you turn on the TV and all you hear is doldrums. Well, these people, their sources, their pocketbooks are lined by the multinationals who are in other countries whose whole business strategy is to crush American business. So when you hear Main Street's doing great, what does that mean? The multinationals that are owned by Americans or American entities are getting crushed, the offshore ones. But that doesn't mean you're doing bad, does it? Nah, in most cases, it means you're doing great. They're not telling you this. They know. They just won't tell you. The National Federation of Independent Businesses reported that in July, a small business optimism index bounced up 1.4 points. Huh? American-based business thinks things are going well. Yes, because the multinationals don't get to cheat anymore. Maybe more reassuring, the group's uncertainty index dropped, reversing a surge in June. It was slight, but whatever. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported hourly compensation was up an annualized 4.8% in the second quarter after a hefty 9.2% gain in the first 3 months of the year. These are massive numbers. This is huge. This is huge. I mean, and again, the biggest fallacy is that prices on goods are going up. They're not. I've explained that forever. We only import 12. I mean, the export part of the economy is 12%. That's it. And why is the import situation not hurting us? Number one, the prices haven't gone up. But number two, do you realize consumer spending, U.S. consumer spending by people who live here and some illegal aliens, is 2/3 of the U.S. economy? Do you know that? That's person-to-person exchanges. We are not import dependent. You would not know that listening to the news. It's one of the lies they tell. We consume more than 80% of our own production. We do not rely on exports. So when they're saying, recession and tariffs, and they're making people pay more. No. The Chinese supply line's getting obliterated by what? Cheap goods from other places that could never compete before because the Chinese cheated. Ugh. This is not hard to understand, folks. It's not. By the way, if you want to get a great grip on the economy in a way you can easily understand, theconservativetreehouse.com with links. It's great. So what's going on right now is the Main Street economy, you, me, all of us, small businesses, is self-sustaining. It's much stronger. And now that it's gotten past the crushing wage manipulation, we are kicking it. We are not at risk right now. We're doing good. Now, Wall Street might drop a bit, but Main Street is going to thrive. That's what all the indicators say, the Main Street economy. That's the one you and I live in. And I mean, these Main Street results, this dynamic, it's the space between the two economic engines. The investment class on Wall Street can go through pain now while the middle class on Main Street thrives. And we're in the space between. That is where we are right now. That is why these economic numbers make no sense in any of the models they've ever plugged them into in the last 30 years. That's why. So don't freak. It's okay. It's under control.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.